This is the Lightning Strike.
Got television, got supervision, no shit for you. Media blitz, media blitz, media blitz.
Holy shit, everyone, what's up? It is Thanksgiving, November 25th. And there's proof of my cold. I've had a very severe cold. I had the avian bird flu strand. And today I had the immunity because I ate some more bird, and it's okay. But that was turkey, and I feel safe now. But anyways, it's been about a week and a half, and I haven't been able to report too many games. I missed a day at work, and I just had a really bad cold. I still watched all the hockey games, but I was very ill, so I didn't have too much of a chance to get to my computer that much, and just sleeping when I got home from work, and if there was a game was on, like, two of the games I couldn't even drink during, and that's, like, a rarity. I tried to drink, and I ended up getting sick and throwing up, and the avian flu sucks. But anyways, I got a couple of games to talk about here. The last time we spoke, I believe the Lightning lost six in a row. Since then, I believe we won four out of five, and I just got back from my mom's, and I visited with my family, and we had a nice dinner. And the day before that, I went up to the Palm Coast to visit Jay. You heard Jay before on some of the previous casts. And basically, I went up there because he doesn't get OLN, and we wanted to go to a hockey bar and watch the game because they were playing the Flyers, and it was a huge game. So we went to this place called Famous Phillies or something in Palm Coast. I highly don't recommend it. It sucks. Whoever's listening to this here, do not go to that place. Because we go in there, they have like 40 TVs. They got a big screen outside, and we asked the waitress to put on the game. You know, it's not even on satellite. It's just on OLN, which is like cable, well, not basic cable, but you just have to have a converter, or if you have a digital converter or satellite, you should be able to get the game. And she's like, oh, they don't know how to put it on. So we're making some phone calls. We find out that Beef O'Brady's, which I highly recommend, they have great food. And they're all over Florida as well. They're like a franchise or a family-owned business. And we go to Beef O'Brady's, and we get there with like 3 minutes to go in the first, and it was tied 1-1. So we got to basically see the Tampa Bay Lightning score three goals and go on to win 4-2 against the Philadelphia Flyers, and it was great. And we played some Miss Pac-Man. I got to like the sixth level with the red power pellets. It was great. And then I drove all the way back to Orlando. Then I drove all the way over to the East Coast, over by Palm City, Florida, which is by Stuart, Florida, which is still had a lot of damage there from the storm. I couldn't believe it. There was like crap laying all over the road, and I don't know, it was crazy. And I just got back today. I just DVR'd the game, so I didn't watch the game yesterday at all. I came back, I watched it, and we're going into Washington again after losing like two straight in shootouts against them, and that would be a little foreshadowing of what might happen tonight. But after the huge win against Philly, which I think proves that we're probably one of the best teams in the East other than Ottawa, I think we have it, man. I think they've just really woken up. Last few games, Dan Boyle has been going crazy. We've been playing a lot stronger, a lot of forechecking, and the forechecking is what's important, because you go in and forecheck, you turn over that puck, and you score, and everyone's on their heels when you do that. But we go into this game, and I'm going to summarize it, because I only got about 5.5 minutes today. But the Capitals came out playing pretty good, and they got a power play goal right away. I think it was Castles, and it was like his thousandth game. They gave him a fucking golf cart or something, man. It was great. A Hummer. It's a golf cart. A Hummer golf cart. That gets like 5 miles of the gallon, man. He just gets the gas guzzler tax on that thing. It's ridiculous. So they score a power play goal. Also, they score again and again. Going right into the second period, they score two goals like within 12 seconds. So we're down 3-0 like 1 minute into the second period, man. And I'm just like, I changed chairs, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, oh, this must be some bad luck or bad karma or something, man. I got to get the hell out of this chair. So I did. I moved, and we scored, and Boyle came back, and he scored his eighth goal, and it was a great goal. He had a little feed from Modine, a little turnaround, And St. Louis also had an assist on that one. He got his eighth goal. And for a defenseman, he's second overall defenseman in the NHL. And later on that period, Anderchek had a shot on net. And Kolzig kind of tried to cover it up, but the puck was loose. And I think it was Kavorsky, the ref. He didn't blow the whistle. So Anderchuk sees the puck loose, and he kind of tips it a little bit. And who do you know who's been playing the best with the forechecking? Frickin' DeMaio comes in, and he fucking scores his first goal of the year for the Lightning, and that's great, man. The former Dallas Star, I really have been impressed with him. He's just always been trying, man. You never see him moping around out there. He's always skating toward the puck. So he gets his first goal from Dave Anderchuk. And shortly thereafter, 5:53, I believe, into the third, who do you know? Freaking Dan Boyle, man. Another rush. We just, like, jam the net, and Dan Boyle gets a rebound with Anderchuk all up in the net as well. So Dan Boyle gets his ninth. I think he's tying all the defensemen for most defensive goals. Shit, if I had 9 goals in November, man, that's great. That's like a 30-goal season, 25-goal season. But we tied up, and we actually go into overtime. And LeCavier, we had a power play in overtime late in the overtime period. LeCavier just got closed down by Kolzig. It was a little pass over to LeCavier's side, man. It looked like he had the open net, man. I was, like, freaking out right there, but he missed. So we go into the shootout, man. This is like the Lightning's fourth shootout. They're 0-3. Or they might be 0-4. I think they're 0-3 in the shootouts. But we have Prosvel. Actually, Richards is the first shooter. And one of the problems we've had, I believe, is not scoring that first goal. And right out of the gate, man, Richards does a little backhand move, man. He scores. So we go up 1-1, 1-0 right away. And then coming back, Graham denies 2 guys in a row. Fenisenkov, he gets denied. He doesn't score. And we go to Vinny Prosvel. Prosvel scores, man. He fucking scores. He's like, puts the lotion in the basket right under his right blocker. And that was great because Godzilla sucks. We need to kill him, and it's all about King Kong and the Xbox 360. Thinking of buying one. But anyways, we score, man. We go up 2-1. And then coming back, man, Grant gets a huge save, and he, like, shows motion, dude. He does the frickin' blocker pump, man. He's, like, slamming his stick around, dude, and we get our first shootout win. So we go to 12-9. Flipping 12-9, man. And that was a huge win. We get 2 points. We got 27 points on the year. Carolina has 29 points, and they're the only team ahead of us. And I'm going to the game on Wednesday in Toronto, or not... against Toronto in Tampa, and we got center ice tickets, but we're kind of up high, but we're going to get a lot of good shots, and hopefully I'll post some photos on my website. But that's about it, and I want to also, I'm going to start to post some photos on toxictuna.net. It's toxictuna.net. Got a lot of stuff on there, got some videos, but I'm going to have a hockey link on the first page there, and I'm going to start posting the photos from the game, and that will start this Wednesday. So toxictuna.net, and that's the game for today, and the Lightning win. It's huge, and we play tomorrow, actually Friday, and I'll be talking to you guys again. And so long, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving, and hopefully all those Canadians can get that bird, man, because I heard they did a turkey band, freaking turkey band in Canada. Turkey band! It's great. All right, later. We can leave your friends behind, because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find, and we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind.